Ellen McLean was born in Fresno, California. After being abandoned by both parents at age 4, she and her two sisters became wards of the California court system, moving in and out of various foster homes for the next 14 years. When she aged out of the system, she supported herself by working as a nurse's aide, a pizza delivery girl, an auto plant worker, and a cocktail waitress. Then Paula discovered she wanted to write. She received her MFA in poetry from the University of Michigan in 1996. In 2011, she published The Paris Wife, a portrait of Hadley Richardson, Ernest Hemingway's first wife. The book would become an international bestseller. Paula lives with her family in Cleveland. Today, we'll speak with Paula about her new title, Circling the Sun. Welcome, Paula. It's wonderful to have you with us on the Book Report.
Thanks, Elaine. It's my pleasure.
How did you discover Beryl Markham?
Oh, goodness. So a few years ago, I read West with the Night, which is Beryl's memoir of her adventures and her early days in Kenya, which was first published in 1942, that I actually wasn't aware of before a few years ago, nor was I aware of Beryl Markham. I had never heard of her, and I'd never heard of the book West with the Night. But the moment I picked it up and began to read, I was instantly fascinated by her and fixated to learn more about her.
Beryl's 1942 memoir, West with the Night, which we've just talked about, chronicles her journey as a pioneering aviator who became the first woman to fly solo east to west across the Atlantic. In doing the research for this interview, I found this quote from Ernest Hemingway to his publisher. "But this girl, who is to my knowledge very unpleasant, and we might even say a high-grade bitch, can write rings around all of us who consider ourselves as writers." After your success with The Paris Wife, did this quote help lead you to Markham?
You would think so. You would absolutely think so, because the letter that Hemingway wrote Max Perkins is now used as a blurb on the back of West with a Night, but I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't aware of it until after I had really begun to write about her. But it's a great connection. It's a great connection.
Beryl's mother abandoned her at age 4, the same age your parents abandoned you and your sisters. Didn't that make it very difficult for you to write this book?
Quite the contrary. I think that my sharing this bit of emotional DNA with Beryl really helped me get closer to her, to understand the forces driving her, driving her character, driving her choices. In West with the Night, Beryl doesn't talk about her mother's abandonment. In fact, she never mentions her mother, which to me is a very loud silence. And I had a real understanding of how someone who is motherless might push back against the universe. And Beryl is an incredible underdog, right? I mean, something traumatic like that happens to you. You can either lie down, right, and be a victim, or you can get up and dust yourself off. And Beryl never pitied herself. She really didn't. She attacked the world and rather fearlessly, in fact. And I really admire her for that.
I was kind of stunned to read in the book that her brother had been living in Africa for several years and never reached out to her.
Mm. Well, family is a very strange thing, but that's something I understand a lot about myself. I really do. And particularly her relationship with her mother, which is also quite unresolved. Her mother leaves when Beryl's 4 and comes back when she's 20. Those are my exact dates. And my relationship with my mother is very unresolved as well. It doesn't tie up neatly in a bow.
How did you do the research for this book?
Well, it started with West with a Night, and then there were so many gaps and absences. Beryl doesn't talk about her mother, as I've just mentioned. She doesn't mention that she was married 3 times. She doesn't mention that she's a mother and that she doesn't raise her son. She doesn't mention Karen Blixen, who she was involved with in a love triangle with the safari hunter Dennis Finchatten. So I began with West with a Night, but to fill in the blanks, I had to go to biography. Beryl didn't write a lot of letters. So I had to go to Karen Blixen's letters. Karen Blixen wrote her mother every Sunday for decades, and they're incredibly detailed letters. So I know a lot about Beryl.
You know, in speaking about Karen Blixen, so many people adored Meryl Streep as Karen Blixen in the movie Out of Africa. Was it difficult to have readers embrace Beryl when some believe she stole Dennis Finch Hatton from her?
Well, I do seem to be destined to write about love triangles, and obviously this is a big thing in The Paris Wife. And with this book, strangely, I identify with and sympathize with the other woman. So Beryl is a rival for Finch Hatton. And in a way, you know, I've had readers come up to me at events and say, "How dare you ruin one of the greatest love stories in history?" But really, to me, it's not ruined. It's more complicated. The fact that it's more complicated doesn't mean that Finch Hatton didn't love Karen, and it didn't mean he didn't love Beryl.
We're speaking with Paula McLean on The Book Report.
I loved your writing about Kibbe. Could you introduce him to the listeners who may not have read the book? And was he based on an actual person?
So, yes, he was. Kibbe is Beryl's best childhood friend. He is a character in West with the Night as well. He's a young boy who grows up in a tribal family, the Kipsigis tribe, on her father's land. And he is a warrior in training. And when Beryl's mother leaves when she's 4 years old, she gets sort of swept up with Kibbe's family and his tribal system, and is allowed a very privileged position to also be, for a time, a young warrior in training with Kibbe. And they are fierce competitors and confidants. And he really is one of the most significant relationships of her life.
How much truth is there to the relationship that Beryl had with Prince Harry, third son of King George V? I was intrigued.
Have you read Beryl's Wikipedia page?
No.
Yes. So if you read Beryl's Wikipedia page, I mean, it really does sort of read like an Us magazine or a People. Gossip and speculation and scandal followed Beryl for most of her days. It didn't hurt that she was 6 feet tall and looked like Greta Garbo, but also that she, forgive me, had sex like a man. And it is rumored that she had not only had an affair with the Duke of Gloucester, who was, you know, rumored to be the father of her child, but also Prince Edward, David, who abdicated the throne. And it's very likely that she did carry on with both of these men.
Talk about Beryl's son. What happened to him?
Jarvis was raised by Mansfield's mother. Mansfield's family had a lot of money and power and position, and basically Beryl was badgered away from Jarvis. He was also quite sickly as a child, and Mansfield's family had resources so they could take care of him. So Beryl didn't, in fact, raise her son, but neither did Mansfield raise his son. And interestingly enough, Jarvis, when he was interviewed later in his life, professed to quite a lot of affection for his mother. He admired her. He knew all about her accomplishments and admired and had a lot of affection for her.
Many people speculate on the fact that Beryl never gained as much fame as Amelia Earhart, for example. Why do you think that was?
Well, Amelia Earhart is America's sweetheart, and Beryl is a notorious woman. She really is. She's a notorious woman. She did all sorts of things that people simply didn't do, women didn't do. She made people uncomfortable. She wouldn't or couldn't follow the rules for her class or her gender. That is an iconoclast. She was a bad girl.
But we kind of loved her.
We do love her. And in this day and age, you know, she would be like a Lena Dunham figure or something, right? A riot girl. But in her own day, she was sort of too much, too ambitious, too independent. There really wasn't a place for her.
You know, I read in your biography that you had a project, you were writing a book on Marie Curie, but you left it. Might you ever return?
I'm not sure. You know, I worked on the Marie Curie novel for several years without finding the beating heart of it. I never really found the voice or the point of view that made things work. And in fact, when I found West with the Night, I was deep into that book and abandoned it. I never fell in love with that as a character in my own book.
Any final thoughts on the book?
No, only that you know, so this is the second time I've written a novel about a real life historical figure. And it seems to me an incredible privilege and an intimate act to take a woman who, for whatever reason, has been marginalized by history and bring her to the forefront and shine a light on her accomplishments and introduce her to a whole new generation of readers who might not be familiar with her life.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Elaine.
To hear a sampling of Circling the Sun, check bookreportradio.com, archive shows, week of August 8th, 2015.